Hello and welcome to this audio. Close your eyes and begin to relax. Begin to immerse yourself in my words. Let my voice create your reality. Let my voice relax you and lead you into trance. Taking slow, deep breaths. Relaxing your body. Every muscle in your body is relaxing. Your mind is becoming quiet and empty, ready to let my words fill it. Just relaxing so deeply. You do not need to think or move right now. All you need to do is relax and listen. The only thing you need to feel right now is relaxed. The only thing you need to do right now is listen. Just sinking deeply into relaxation. Letting relaxation take over your body. Feeling your entire body relax. Every muscle in your body is relaxing. Let your eyelids become heavy and closed, and let your mind drift off. Let your mind detach from your current reality and surroundings. Let your reality become the words I'm speaking. My words are your reality. Nothing else exists while you are listening to my voice. You feel this so deeply. You feel detached from everything around you. You feel as though you are in another dimension, where you have a completely different reality. You can almost feel yourself physically detaching. Your body feels different, but so relaxed. More relaxed than you have ever felt. So just continue to relax. Sink deeper into relaxation. Let my words relax you deeper and deeper. Let my voice lead you to deep relaxation. Let my voice lead you to a place where you will fall into trance so easily. This is what you want. You want to go into trance. Just keep listening to my voice. Following my voice. Feeling my voice enter your mind. And feeling my words sink into your brain. Feel your body and mind relax. And now that you are so relaxed, you find yourself standing in front of a building. It looks like a large office building. And you know why you're here. You got an internship, and it's your first day. The internship is unpaid, but you know working for this company could open so many doors for you. Today is the day you will sign your internship contract and begin your internship. There are 5 steps leading up to the door of the building. You are going to walk up the steps one by one, and then you will enter the building. Go ahead and take the first step, sinking deeper. You take the second step, falling deeper. You take the third step, sinking so deep. You take the fourth step, almost at the door. You take the last step. You are at the door. You open the door and step inside. You walk down the hallway and you get to the elevator. You press the button for the elevator. You hear the faint beep of the elevator get louder as it gets closer. The elevator doors open and you step inside. The elevator has soft, dim lighting. The doors close. Immediately, the elevator starts going down, beeping every time it passes a floor. As the elevator goes down, you feel yourself sinking deeper. With each beep from the elevator, your conscious mind fades more and more, feeling yourself fading as you go down further and further until the elevator stops and the doors open. Immediately, you see a receptionist sitting at a desk. You step out of the elevator and walk towards the receptionist.
"Hello, you must be here for the internship,"
she says, smiling.
"I'll let everyone know that you're here."
She gets up and leaves the lobby. You sit down on a couch near the desk. You feel nervous and excited to start your internship, but relaxed as you sink into the couch as you wait. You begin to imagine yourself working there, having a daily routine in the office, forming relationships with coworkers. Then the receptionist returns.
"You can follow me."
She waves you towards her. You follow her out of the waiting area and into a long hallway of offices and conference rooms. You pass multiple doors until the receptionist stops to knock on one. The door opens. The woman who interviewed you greets you and the receptionist. She's the CEO of the company. You remember her being friendly and warm
from the interview, but there was still something slightly intimidating about her. She motions you into her office. She sits down behind her desk. You sit down in a chair in front of her desk. Welcome. We're also happy to have you here. First things first, we need you to sign your internship contract. She pulls out a stack of paper. It seems like a long contract for an internship. You assume it's mostly fluff. Long lists of mundane daily tasks that you'll have to do. She hands you a pen and you sign the contract. Excellent, she says, smiling. Well, now that you've signed the contract, I'll tell you a little about what your internship will be like. How we do things is a little unconventional. This won't be a typical internship where you do chores and coffee runs. This will be an immersive experience. Everyone here has gone through the same exact internship that you will. We do this to create an even playing field and to eliminate egos and hierarchies from day one. If you make it through this internship without any trouble, you will be guaranteed employment at this company. Now, shall I show you where you'll be staying? You smile and nod yes. She stands up from the desk. You stand up and follow her out of the office. You follow her down the hallway until the hallway takes a turn. And you see it is a dead end, with only one door at the end of the hallway. The door is closed. You don't think too much of it. It seems pretty typical for the intern to get the worst office. It must have something to do with the eliminating egos thing she was talking about. You follow her to the door. She opens the door and steps inside the room. You also step inside. You look around and see what looks like a nursery. An oversized nursery. You see a large crib, high chair, changing table, a play gym, toys, and stuffies. You look confused. Did you not read the contract? She says, staring at you. You panic, not sure how to answer. So you just nod yes. You'll be spending the next 3 months as the office baby. This is going to be your home and life for the next 3 months. Just remember, if you can get through this, you'll have a guaranteed job waiting at the end for you. She lightly puts her hand on your shoulder before walking towards the door. Someone will be in shortly to get you changed. She leaves the room. You stand there in shock, regretting not reading the contract, not knowing how to get out of this, or if you should try to get out of this. What is 3 months compared to the years of having a good job you will get in return? Someone knocks on the door and enters the room. It's the receptionist from earlier. Hi again, I'm here to change you. I'll be the person who changes you the most, so you'll be seeing me pretty frequently. Can you go lay down on the changing table for me? You hesitantly head over to the changing table and lay down, feeling a little insecure and very ridiculous. The receptionist comes over to you. First, she takes off your shirt, then unbuttons your pants and slides them off. You feel vulnerable as the air touches your exposed skin. Then she slides your underwear off. Your face grows warmer and warmer. Then she pulls out a large, fluffy white diaper. It crinkles in her hands as she unfolds it. She grabs your ankles and lifts your legs up and slides the diaper underneath you. It feels soft under your bottom. Then she pulls out the baby powder and starts sprinkling it generously. The smell fills the air and the powder tickles your skin. Then she pulls the front of the diaper up between your legs, forcing your legs apart due to the thickness. And she begins taping the diaper. It feels bulky, but soft. Now let's get you something to wear. She heads over to a dresser and starts going through it. She picks something out and heads back over to you. She holds up a onesie and matching booties. It's a pastel-colored onesie with little baby animals all over it. Your warm face becomes hot. "Aw, it's okay. I'm sure you'll look so cute," the receptionist says. She pulls the onesie over your head and down your body, slipping your arms into the sleeves, then buttoning it at the crotch, pressing your thick diaper securely against your body. She then slides the booties onto each foot. She helps you off of the changing table. You stand up with your legs spread wide due to the thick diaper between your legs. "Oh, one more thing," she says, quickly walking back to the dresser. She grabs a pacifier and walks back to you and sticks it in your mouth. The pacifier has a clip attached, which she then attaches to your onesie. "So cute, you're all ready for your party." Your heart beats faster. "We're just having a little party for our new addition to the office. Everyone is excited to see you. Let's get going." She heads toward the door, and you hesitantly follow. "Oh, sorry, you'll have to crawl. I know there's a lot of new rules that you have to follow, but you'll get used to them eventually." You drop down to your hands and knees and begin crawling behind the receptionist, your diaper crinkling with your every move. You begin to think this must be a joke, some sort of hazing ritual. But you keep crawling behind the receptionist, down the hallway. She stops in front of a door to a conference room and opens it. You can hear people talking inside the room. You crawl into the room behind her, keeping your eyes down. Immediately, everyone begins cooing and giggling. Your face becomes red and hot. The CEO comes and stands next to you. "I'd like to introduce our newest intern to you all. I'm sure you all will become acquainted in the next few months, but let's give our new intern a warm welcome and a congratulations for making it this far." Everyone starts clapping for you. You continue looking down, not sure how to react. "Well, let's enjoy lunch and then get back to work." Everyone starts moving around and talking amongst themselves. A woman comes and sits beside you in a conference chair. She's holding a jar of baby food, a spoon, and a bib. "Are you ready to eat, little one?" She pulls the pacifier out of your mouth and fastens the bib around your neck. She opens a jar of baby food and gets a spoonful. She moves the spoon towards your mouth and you hesitantly open it. It's some sort of fruit puree. You can feel the soft texture in your mouth. "Okay, open wide." She starts shoving more food in your mouth before you even swallowed the last spoonful. You swallow the baby food. "What a good job. Okay, can you take another bite for me?" It feels humiliating to be talked to like a baby in front of everyone. But no one else seems to be acting like it's strange. You open your mouth and she feeds you. "Okay, here's the last bite. Open wide for me." You open again, swallowing the last bite of baby food. "The baby finished their food, everyone. Where's the bottle?" Someone comes over and hands her a bottle. "Okay, little one, now you have to drink your bottle. You have to finish the whole bottle, okay?" She puts the nipple of the bottle in your mouth, then moves both of your hands to hold the bottle. You're sitting on the floor in a diaper and onesie, drinking from a bottle. No one around you is acting like it's strange. You can't help but feel like a baby. You focus on finishing the bottle. Assuming the sooner you finish, the sooner you can leave this room. But as you drink, you can't help but feel more relaxed, feeling smaller, as everyone around you acts like this is normal. You can't help but feel like it's becoming more normal. You feel more and more regressed as you drink the bottle. So relaxed. You finish drinking the bottle, feeling much more relaxed than you did when you started drinking it. And as you feel so relaxed, you realize your bladder is full. You begin to squirm. You put your hands between your legs. "Oh, what a good baby. You finished your bottle. What's wrong? You're being so squirmy. Oh, I know. Baby has to make their first pee-pee in their diaper. Everyone, the baby is going to pee their diaper for the first time. The woman motions everyone to look at you. Everyone stops and looks at you. The CEO looks at you expectantly. Come on, go pee-pee in your diaper. Show everyone what a big baby you are. Your face is hot and flushed. You look down, unable to look at anyone. Your body is still so relaxed. And your bladder is only feeling more and more full. Without even trying, your bladder just lets go. Warmth spreads throughout your diaper, quickly filling your diaper and making it swell. It feels like the longest pee of your life as your diaper continues to swell. Oh, did someone go pee-pee in their diaper? Everyone begins giggling and cooing at you. Oh, don't be embarrassed. That's what babies do. The CEO comes and puts your pacifier back in your mouth. Let's have a little fun before the party ends. Can you suck on your pacifier for us? You timidly suck on the pacifier. Oh, I know you can do better than that. Come on, suck your passy like a baby. You loudly suck on your pacifier as your face turns red. Oh, what a big baby. Now, I want you to say, I wet my diaper. Can you do that for us? I'm going to count to three, and when I get to three, you're going to say, I wet my diaper. One, two, three. You say, I wet my diaper, slightly muffled behind your passy. Everyone begins laughing at you. Okay, now I want you to say, I need my diaper changed. I'm going to count to three, and when I get to three, you're going to say, I need my diaper changed. One, two, three. People are laughing even harder now. Okay, just do one more thing for us. I want you to say, I'm a baby who needs diapers. Okay? I'm going to count to three. And when I get to three, you're going to say, I'm a baby who needs diapers. One, two, three. People are hysterically laughing now. Oh, you do need diapers, don't you? Oh, that was funny. The CEO says to everyone, well, I think we've had enough fun for a bit. Let's wrap this up and get back to work. Thank you everyone for coming and welcoming our little intern. The receptionist comes over to you. It's time for your nap. Let's start heading back to your room. Can you say bye-bye to everyone? You look down as you say bye. People giggle and coo. Aww. The receptionist heads to the door, and you follow on your hands and knees. Your obvious wet diaper sagging between your legs as you crawl out of the room. You can hear people giggling as you leave. You follow the receptionist down the hall, feeling the bulk of your wet diaper between your legs as you crawl. You arrive back at the nursery room. She puts you in your crib and hands you a stuffed animal. You feel exhausted from everything that has happened today. You are going to take a nap. And I am going to count to five. And when I get to five, you will awake from trance. One. Two. Three. Four.